Let's begin this lunchtime in the worst affected state, New South Wales. The Premier this morning declared a state of emergency ahead of tomorrow's warnings of extreme conditions, including for the first time a catastrophic warning for the Greater Sydney region. And communities in the state's north are reeling from a horrific and fatal few days. Thomas Ariti begins our coverage.
This could be as bad as it gets. The Sydney region, including the Blue Mountains and the Central Coast, is preparing for tomorrow's catastrophic conditions. And it comes as the state is already grappling with a bushfire crisis. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has declared a week-long state of emergency beginning today.
I want to assure the people of New South Wales that this is a precautionary stance. This is to make sure that we leave no stone unturned to keep our community safe tomorrow.
A precaution it may be, but we don't see a declaration like this every time the region experiences a bushfire. In fact, it was last made in October 2013.
We want to ensure that the lines of authority are clear tomorrow. We also want to ensure that we're doing everything we can to keep life and property safe.
The declaration allows powers to be transferred from the New South Wales government to the Commissioner of the state's Rural Fire Service. That gives the RFS the ability to control and coordinate government resources, close roads, order the shutdown of essential utilities, and enter or take possession of property. David Elliott is the state's Minister for Police and Emergency Services.
This is a tool that governments very, very rarely use, but it is a tool that is necessary. The people of New South Wales have the right to know that we as a government will be providing every financial and operational level of support to the Rural Fire Service to get us through what potentially could be the most dangerous bushfire week this nation has ever seen.
The catastrophic fire danger warning was first introduced 10 years ago, but this is the first time it's been declared for the Sydney region. So, why now? Well, for one, temperatures are set to soar into the mid to high 30s. Combine that with high winds and next to no humidity, and the risks are high. RFS Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says there's one key piece of advice.
Under catastrophic conditions, the safest thing you can do is not be in an at-risk area. Catastrophic conditions, the focus is principally and foremost on life safety. Life is at risk when it comes to catastrophic conditions, and as we've said for decades now, we cannot guarantee a fire truck at every home. We cannot guarantee an aircraft will be overhead every time a fire is impacting on your property.
And even outside the Greater Sydney area, he says communities should be on alert.
Not only have we got the catastrophic fire danger ratings being identified in the forecast for the Greater Sydney environment and the Greater Hunter region, we've got to keep in mind that right across a much broader geographic area, we will continue to have severe and widespread extreme fire danger ratings extending from the northern border of our state up around the New England, the Northern Tablelands, the Northern Rivers area, right down through the mid-coast, out through the central west areas of New South Wales, down across the Greater Sydney environment and through to the Illawarra and Shoalhaven.
It comes after a devastating few days for communities in northern New South Wales. Three people have died, at least 150 homes have been lost, including one belonging to Glen Innes resident David Peters.
The ceiling started burning above me in the corner, and I thought, oh, gee, I better put that out, and I did. And then I turned around, and the other corner was burning as well in the ceiling, so I put that one out. Oh, I got that one out, and then I looked back to the previous corner, and it was alight again, so I decided then, I'm not going to be able to cope with this at all.
Further north in Bora Ridge, it's been a tough weekend for Doug Wood.
We went down to save. I live next door to my parents. We saved Mum and Dad's house and the people across the road's house, but we couldn't save ours.
And the crisis isn't confined to New South Wales. There are now about 50 fires burning across Queensland, with firefighters working to contain blazes in rural bushland areas from the far north of the state south to the New South Wales border. And conditions are also expected to deteriorate there tomorrow, with fires at Cobberable, west of Yeppoon, and Corroyba on the Sunshine Coast, as well as blazes in the western scenic rim of most concern. And with high temperatures today, authorities in other states, including Western Australia and South Australia, are also on alert.
Thomas Ariti reporting.